This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working, no matter how you're doing it, what you're doing, or why you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also over on Parler, the Captain's America. You can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website for the program, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start the hour off, Denny Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You and I have been pretty busy all week long with all the stuff that's going on here. And make no mistake about it, my God, every time we unturn a rock, another rock has something under it that we got to unturn. Now, nobody said a lot about Nevada, but I am going to mention right now that in Nevada, we're not sure exactly what's transpiring there because the president is down by some 2.8 percentage points. It doesn't look like no matter what's done there that he's going to gain a lot of anything. But again, there's been a lot of nonsense going on there. And by the way, we heard from our first guest tonight, Wayne Allen Root. The governor in Nevada wants to shut down the state again, which will put Las Vegas basically out of business.
Well, yeah. I have said that even if Biden becomes the president, with these lockdowns, Nevada will be the first state to fail,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
Economic failure, financial failure will be Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have several mayors and governors that are threatening full-blown lockdowns again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, all the typical ones. So, I mean, it's really financial suicide. Texas. They've got some big troubles over in the El Paso area, such that with COVID-19, such that they've had to set up temporary hospital facilities and parking lots, and they're air flighting people out of there and putting them someplace else so they have the space, but they're still not going to do a lockdown. So there's the difference.
Now, the other thing in Nevada, and I talked about this a little bit, was they had some signature confirming machines that were not working because of the fact that when they turned them on to get them to work, they had power failures. It shut the polling places down to power, so they couldn't run them because it sucked apparently too much juice. That didn't help matters either. When you can't verify a signature, you got to look at it eyeball to eyeball, which is not the same as having the automated device, which pretty much is foolproof.
Well, I mean, also, too, we're finding out that the water main break that they were talking about in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
that stopped the voting for 4 hours or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
There was no water main break. There was a small pipe that was leaking in the arena, and it was so minor that a basic maintenance guy took care of it, and not even a plumber was called.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it makes you wonder, what exactly were they doing during that 4 hours?
Well, I mean, we wonder what everybody here is doing. I mean, the confidence now with what we're uncovering, what was being told, what the facts are bubbling to the surface, there's virtually no confidence. And I keep suggesting, you know, we have these contested states. We've got Nevada and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada. I would say, just hold on. I think somebody needs to take a wider look at some of these other states, because something tells me in my heart of hearts, there's more states in all of this.
Yeah, we've had 28 states where the Dominion voting system was being used, 28 states, and you would think that they're going to be looking strongly at that in lieu of what's transpired.
Well, apparently some are looking at it, but I don't know who they are. So I know that there's some research and documentation that's been found, especially when the state of Texas. That was an interesting thing when they refused to buy the system.
Three times they tested the system, three times, and three times it did not work.
And then even the testimony before Congress about the system was pretty fascinating. So, I don't even know what to say here anymore. It's kind of like I have to just kind of sit back and watch all of it. And then when I see, you know, reports on stuff, it's hard to put it all together. We're in the throes of like a whole nother Russia collusion thing here, which I would argue, by the way, there is much more evidence of voter corruption and voter fraud than evidence.
Yeah.
Than there ever was in the Russia collusion thing.
That is so true. Hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And say what you want about the Russian stuff. This is American collusion going on with a political party or a group of people that are trying to control the narrative for the country. They're trying to change your vote and your will, what you wanted. Holy smokes, who would have thunk it? Not me, but it's right going on. It's going on right in front of us. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company. They have a whole bunch of stuff that they sell at their website, balanceofnature.com. You can go over there, take a look at the products, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you'll save 35% in doing so. Now, I use the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, and they work quite well for me because I certainly don't get my daily requirement of fruits or vegetables, and that's one way to do it. Now, it not only gives you what you need to have, it gives you 10 times the normal amount, so you're standing in high cotton with that stuff. And, of course, it really helps, gives me a little bit more pep in my step, a little bit more pizzazz, if you will. And, of course, if you don't eat enough of the right kind of foods, this is all something that can help you. So that being said, check them out, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order. And if you need to call them and talk to a health coach, you can do that too at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or just go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Don't forget to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have another call from Georgia here, so let me go to Georgia. That's been a real popular place tonight. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Kay in Atlanta.
Hi there.
I'm in Fulton County.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Was that water main break at the State Farm Arena?
Wait. I don't think so. Because the text messages went back and forth with the senior vice president of the Atlanta Hawks. So isn't that Phillips Arena?
Okay, well, they opened State Farm Arena early on for early voting, which went on for months. You get a free bus ride to State Farm Arena, and since they hadn't didn't have poll workers really ready then. They use Hawks employees, the secretaries, and people who work for the Hawks. Now, the Hawks are a NBA basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I felt a little conflict going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe so, maybe not. But our real problem here in Atlanta, and I'm real afraid to say this, we're under siege.
Mm-hmm.
There are hundreds and hundreds of out-of-state cars here for the last 7 months. Mm-hmm. They ride through Buckhead. For a couple of months, we thought it was just all night. These are the street racers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they ride through every street. It's 24 hours a day now. It's all day and it's all night for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to call the police, you know.
Correct.
There are hundreds more of them than there are police.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to be disturbing now. They play the radios loud.
My son lives in Atlanta, so I know everything that you're saying is factual.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, because a lot of really nice people called in and reported it, and I said, you know, no worries. They'll get tired. But they're doing it. They're doing it right now. And it Buckhead is the nicer side of town.
Yeah.
And these people, I mean, our rule here where I am on Dealing Road, which I shouldn't even say, but our rule, our police, if you're just walking through here, they look at your ID.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't live here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is 24 hours a day, and the police, so many have left now. They're way more. And Captain, I hate to tell, all of these are out-of-state tags, and a great many of Florida.
Wow. They're younger people, though. That's what I'm gathering, right?
They're African-American. They have the hot pink cars, the mustard yellow, the lights underneath, the loud music. And it's kind of like they want our attention. And we know they're there, but it's getting scary now because they, since November 3rd, they were going to do their thing, I guess.
All right. Have you tried to get a hold of, say, maybe your congressional representative? Not necessarily local, but congressional representative, since we're talking about out-of-state people?
Well, that would be, I'm helping Kelly myself. But with calls and everything, but the
okay. Well, I would since you're talking.
I want to use the.
All right, since
you're helpless, you know they're helpless.
Yeah, since you're talking out of state people, I would call someone at the federal level, whether it would be the FBI or whatever. Well, I think I'd start with the FBI and say, look, well, here's what's going on here. We need to do something about this. What the heck's going on to Atlanta? And see what they say.
Well, we have the command centers here with all the computers. The police are well aware of it. They just can't help with it.
All right. Okay. Well, you got it out there. That's all right.
I ruined your night.
No, you didn't. Thank you very much. Nope, you didn't ruin our night. And that's the kind of stuff that people need to hear about because it sounds like, and she's right, Atlanta's under siege. Now, we know the reason for it, I think, don't we?
Well, The street racing thing actually has been going on since the Wendy's burned down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And the street racing thing is kind of not, it's taking place in various places in and around metropolitan Atlanta. I know that to be a fact, and she's right on spot with that one.
Mm-hmm.
The police are outnumbered. Remember, I don't know. Some of those precincts, remember they closed down two of them?
They did. They did. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they stand with that, but you know who is interestingly missing in all of this? Not just about the street racing and all the out-of-towners in the Senate race.
The mayor?
But when it comes, the governor.
Oh, the governor. Oh, Kemp.
Kemp,
yeah. Right, you're right.
I haven't heard one word out of Kemp.
Well, people were trying to call him to complain about stuff that was going on, and they weren't even answering the telephone at the governor's office. They weren't even answering the phone. You there?
I'd like to know where he is. I have no idea.
I don't either, but that's not the governor that we know. Our governor certainly, their office would answer the phone and somebody would be doing something. But, you know, you're dealing, if the local police don't want to handle it, then you got the sheriff. If the sheriff, okay, if the sheriff doesn't want to do it, then you go to the feds. You just keep working your way up the food chain until something happens. That's what you'd have to do. Now, the military's not going to get involved, the National Guard, unless the governor or somebody calls them in, and that doesn't seem like that's going to happen either.
The one thing that should happen is the state troopers.
Yep.
But remember, there were some problems. They wanted to bring the state troopers in, and the state troopers went, nah, we're good. We're going to stay out here where we normally are.
Yeah.
But this is what street racing, it's a particular thing. So maybe they ought to revisit that one.
Yeah, and I do remember that. By the way, did you see the big old alligator that was climbing across the grass? Yeah, down there.
That's a monster.
Yeah, that was a big old gator standing up. But somebody said it looked like a dinosaur. Well, not quite dinosaur, but it was pretty good size. Kind of golf course in Naples, Florida, cutting across from one pond to another.
They're all over golf courses.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The bottom line here, with what we got here about another minute and a half, the bottom line with all of these lawsuits that are out there in all of these states, I'm wondering if when it goes to the Supreme Court, if they don't take these and put them together and make the decision that they're going to make based on all of these being bundled together versus whatever amount it is that's out there. What say you?
I don't think so. Each one would have to stand on its own. It's a unique situation in these states, you know. Nevada is really about a mass mailing a database. You didn't have the mass mailing in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have it, so no, they wouldn't do that.
Okay, by the way, AI.
Pennsylvania is mainly about the fact that the election woman did not comply with Pennsylvania law.
Yes, Secretary of State. Yep, she violated
violated
the law. Mm-hmm. And that looks like as if it's going to take, and that's why I guess Alito had the vote separated from 8 p.m. on. That looks like it's going to take those votes plus the ones that came in after the original date that would have been the legal date. It looks like they're all going to get put off to the side. And
I don't know how it's possible because the ballot doesn't have a date on it.
I know. So then what do? Disregard them all
know.
If they don't have a date?
I don't know.
Do they do that?
I have no idea.
Yep.
I mean, it's impossible to see how you can regain some kind of control on this. I don't know.
All right. We'll have to talk to you on the weekend show and see if we can figure it out. In the meantime, you have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out. Go see the articles that she writes, and you'll know what goes on when she writes them.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump continues to challenge the election results in several states and was handed a win in court on Thursday when a Pennsylvania appellate court agreed with his campaign's lawyer and ordered that a pool of mail-in ballots where the voter did not provide ID by the deadline could not be counted. The judge also rebuked Secretary of State Kathy Bulkefar, saying that she did not have the authority to change the deadline for ID days before the election. The campaign still has more filings in the state and believes a ruling in their favor could change the outcome. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told Fox News that there are still many questions about the handling of mail-in ballots.
We want to take a look and say, hey, what went on here? Were you counting votes that didn't have signatures? We have affidavits, and we want answers, and we certainly think the vote totals could change. The president is still fighting for a second term here, and this litigation will shed some light and pull back the curtains on some of the things that were going on.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has campuses in two states. We'll tell you where they're at and how to get a hold of them. And I strongly suggest you take the tour once I give you that information. In the meantime, National Aviation Academy is going to tell you all about themselves. Charlie, take it away.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, here's the deal, folks. The National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they train people to become aviation maintenance techs. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And I strongly suggest that if you are seriously interested in changing your lifestyle, in changing your career, in making a bunch of money, that you take the tour at the National Aviation Academy. Now, whichever one is the closest to you, whether it's the one in Concord, Massachusetts, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800 800-659-2080. And again, listen to what they tell you right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
There you go. 800-659-2080, the number to call. Now, the Pentagon may rush the troop withdrawals in Afghanistan and out of the Middle East before Trump's exit as president, if in fact he's not reelected to a second term. We heard yesterday, Axios reported, that President Trump's newly installed acting Pentagon chief is bringing on a senior advisor in a sign that his administration wants to accelerate the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the Middle East before the end of his presidency in January, and we'll see where that goes. Now, also, the fate of Iraq war hero Alwin Cash, Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash's Medal of Honor, now rests with the White House. The House and the Senate have done what they had to do to get it taken care of so the president can sign it, and I believe that'll be coming in the next few days. By the way, the House and Senate Armed Services Committees have aimed to quickly negotiate and pass a compromise defense policy bill in the coming weeks. Also, heading into negotiations on the annual defense policy bill this week, leaders of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee are under new pressure to buck President Donald Trump's veto threat and keep a proposed requirement that the Pentagon rename the bases that currently are named for Confederate officers. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, the Defense Department shot down recent media reports saying Special Operations Marines were working with forces in Taiwan this week, namely the Marine Raiders, and that just was not true. In Wiesbaden, Germany, the elementary school's classrooms will be closed for 2 weeks following reports of at least two positive coronavirus cases at the school. And we also know that amidst the China-U.S. tension, Beijing, apparently, is worried about the increasing risk of some sort of accidental conflict, as the U.S. Defense Secretary, former U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, was fired, and they are concerned about that. That's what we're hearing anyway. Don't know how true that is. And the Taliban angle for the commitment to deal with the incoming U.S. administration may or may not be out there. The Taliban, very unpredictable. They really haven't said whether or not they're going to talk with the incoming Biden administration, if in fact they do take over the reins, to stick to the Trump administration's deal and its withdrawal plan. So they are not necessarily on board with this. Now, in talking about the money and the spending, Senate Republicans introduced a government-wide $1.4 trillion spending package with $696 billion for defense, teeing up negotiations in Congress's tense lame duck session and several fights coming with the House Democrats. That'll be an interesting move, to say the least, over the next 6 weeks or so, or whatever it is. Now, Congress is also making moves to fund the 8th Terminal High Altitude Aerial Defense Battery, known as the THAAD Battery, according to both fiscal 2021 and Senate defense policy and spending bills. That requirement has gone unfunded for almost a decade now. And if they're going to keep it, they got to put some money in the pot. Otherwise, it'll go by the wayside. We'll see what happens there. By the way, the Washington Post wrote a real strange article yesterday. I'm just going to give you the gist of the story. All presidents exit the office with valuable national secrets in their heads, including the procedures for launching nuclear weapons, intelligence gathering capabilities, including assets deep inside foreign governments, and the developments of new and advanced weapon systems. The Washington Post put out the theory, what happens as the next president if Donald Trump discusses the secrets he learned while in office? Current and former officials are raising that concern. Well, I really find it hard to believe that Donald Trump would spill the beans on things that are going on that are considered to be secret or top secret. I really just don't see that happening. But then that's me. What do I know? And what does the new acting Secretary of Defense mean for the war in Afghanistan? Well, he's a loyalist. He's a loyalist. That's number one. Number two, if the president says he wants the troops brought out of Afghanistan, then I guess that's what's going to happen now, isn't it? Number three, President-elect Joe Biden, who yesterday announced his landing team for the Department of Defense, there's a number of well-known names in there, including former Defense Department people. That may all change. That may all change. We don't know if it will or not, but it might. Now, Admiral Craig Faller was among the first of the nation's 11 combatant commanders to make public comments about the changes and the challenges facing the defense apparatus amid the turmoil at the Pentagon this week. He insisted that the Pentagon turnover will not, I repeat, will not disrupt relations with our countries that we do business with wherever they're at. And again, the Navy, never to be outdone, has announced that it's investing its new environmentally friendly tugboats designed to guide submarines and aircraft carriers through tight spots in and out of the ports from Washington State, in particular Bremerton, where they go in and out of there. They're going to be more economically sound and environmentally friendly. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, up next.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be brought to you by the Auto Glass America folks. Now, there's gold waiting in that there windshield you got given an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 put into your hand after you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty, which includes the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving, and all you need is Florida comprehensive insurance. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, a guarantee, and $100 put right in your hand. When you mention me, the captain, all you got to do is call them, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
It's been a bad night for cops. We had a police officer killed in West Helena, Arkansas. There's currently a search on for that individual who did that. And we had a couple of officers shot in North Carolina. They're going to be okay, but still dangerous, dangerous job being a police officer.
Always has been in certain communities. And unfortunately, after years like we had, you know, many people, you know, fail to recognize that. And, you know, you get this whole defund the police movement. That, yeah, the New York Post today, you know, AOC is still pushing.
Yeah, she is.
Democrats are starting to realize this is a loser, and they can't continue this way. They're gonna continue to lose seats here, there, and everywhere. And if they continue to push this far left agenda, it's going to be a blowout in 2022.
Yeah, because she and Tlaib and Omar, they don't believe that they lost votes because of the defund police stuff, but they sure as hell did. They didn't gain anywhere. By the way, we now have picked up 14 seats in the House of Representatives, 18 women, all of them Blue Lives Matter supporters, 18 women now in the House of Representatives, Republicans.
Yeah, what was it? There was one that was in Iowa that was switched around yesterday.
Yep.
I think that happened. So they're still counting votes in places. So we'll see where it's going to end up.
Yeah, they could pick up another four or five seats. Now, I want to talk about Pennsylvania yesterday. We had a judge make a decision based on the Secretary of State who changed the voting law by herself with a special a decision that she made, lengthening the process out for them to turn in votes, which is something that specifically, according to the Constitution and the rules and regulations in place in the state of Pennsylvania, has to be done by the state legislature, not by the Secretary of State. So the judge said that was going to make the votes null and void from the point that she had put in place.
In Pennsylvania, this is what the Secretary of State, exceeded what her office allowed
She exceeded what her constitutional authority allowed her to do. Yep.
Yes, and so I don't know how many votes this is going to come down to, but it's most certainly, it's interesting. It's not all late ballots. The state cannot count late ballots. I think it requires voters to provide proof of identification.
Yep.
To, quote, cure them by an arbitrary deadline. That arbitrary deadline was set by the Secretary of State. So I don't know what this means or how many votes this is going to amount to. But it's interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, and the mail-in votes had to be in by 8 p.m. the night of the election. And if they weren't, then they weren't to be counted. And Justice Alito had those votes that they had and they were counting set aside. He said you need to segregate these and put them off to the side.
Yeah, we'll see whether this is going to end up. It's going to be interesting, without a doubt.
Well, yeah. And you still have Georgia that's very much in play. You still have North Carolina, but the president seems to be holding his own in North Carolina. That doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere soon. Nevada, no doubt Nevada has gone for Biden, is going to stay that way. Don't know about Michigan because they've had this situation up there with the voting machines, the Dominion voting system, rather. And the fact that it did something really screwy with 6,000 votes, and then they found out that this system was in 47 counties in Michigan, and now they want to go back and review every county.
Again, I mean, how difficult is it to come up with a machine to count ballots or to count votes? I don't understand this. I really don't. You know, it's bloody amazing the things that we can do technology-wise, but we can't figure out a ballot machine, how to count votes properly. If you want to pull your hair out with stuff like this, it makes no sense.
How about the Nevada situation where they had the machine, the voting machine that actually could correctly identify the signature of the voters, and those machines didn't work anywhere because they kept blowing the fuses and shutting the power off in the voting precincts that they were in, so they had to turn the machines off, and everything they did when it came to verifying signatures was done by basically your eyeball.
Where are they, made in China? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just reporting the story. Don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just pathetic. That really is. Yeah, but that's government for you. They're the ones that procure this crappy equipment and then decide to buy it. Maybe somebody's brother's friend's uncle or whatever it may be that has the hookup with this company, and it's a kickback to somebody. It's pathetic.
Okay, now you come from a big family. You've got brothers and you've got their families and you got, I believe, your mom is still alive. Is that correct?
My mom and dad, yes.
Okay, both of them are alive. And you like to get together for holidays, right?
Absolutely.
I don't think you'll be doing it in New York, will you?
Well, I mean, it's not like I follow rules, Matt. You've known me for a very long period.
But, I mean, what happens
if
you...
I follow rules, but I don't follow rules that I feel are tyrannical. I just break those.
I was going to say, what happens if you get, say, the normal Markowski clan of 25 or 30 people in the backyard? Somebody goes, oh, they're having this party, and there's 25 people. It's double what the 10 is supposed to be. You've got to come do something. What happens if that happens?
Listen, my neighborhood goes by the mantra where snitches get stitches. So
Uh-oh.
Not going to happen in my neighborhood, so don't worry about it.
And that's with or without the hockey stick.
Yeah, not my neighborhood. I'm not with that. That's going to happen around here.
Yeah, because, you know, with what we're hearing Cuomo doing up there, and de Blasio's being pretty quiet about all of that, but, you know, even him. I mean, the two of them, I mean, what's next? What's next?
Listen, they can say all of these things, but there was a Gallup poll yesterday saying basically 50% of the people are not going to abide by it. I've been looking at the various different lockdowns and measures that they had going back to March, and people got tired of it very, very quickly. And they haven't, you know, people have been having parties, kids have been doing things. So no, I don't think people are going to, I mean, certain people will. There's always those, you know, super duper rule followers that believe everything the authorities tell them, but everybody else is going to go on living their lives.
Well, in Nevada, the governor there wants to have a shutdown, wants to lock everybody down, put them in their houses until the first of the year, shut down Las Vegas again. And if they do that, that'll be the end of Las Vegas, and Nevada basically will be filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah, but, you know, without a doubt, it's going to be very, very difficult to come back from something like that. There's this major push right now by many of these people to shut down. I don't know if it's like a last gasp so they can get some sort of bailout, but it's you get a lot of these governors out there that are going full speed ahead with this.
Well, the bailout is going to be how much money can you print and how fast can you get it out, because Nancy Pelosi is not going to do anything until Donald Trump, if he leaves office, is out of office, and that'll be in January of next year.
Yeah, so listen, and again, you got to get everybody to go along with it. You take a look, they see the economic numbers, they see a vaccine coming, but it's not going to be a lot. Many people are not going to be too thrilled with these massive bailout packages.
Nope. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a great weekend and stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website to find out more about him and what he does. His weekend show is on many of these same stations. Make sure you tune in and find out what's going on right there, right in your backyard. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.